96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Grace in Mayfair is getting married, and you have to sign a prenup with an interesting clause. Tell us about it.
Yeah, interesting indeed. He added a weight gain clause to our prenup.
Interesting. Okay, so you're not going to marry him.
Oh, my gosh. I've
never heard of that a day in my life. I've never heard of it.
Okay, does he also have to sign something where it says that he can't gain any weight? Like, what the heck?
No, it's just geared toward me, literally.
Does he not know that, like, women birth and create life? Or whatever, it doesn't even matter. Well, he should love you at whatever.
And that people age and your bodies change, and, like, that is wild.
That is conditional love.
He actually has a specific number. He says, I can't gain no more than 50 pounds or I won't get any alimony if we get divorced.
Okay.
Like 50 pounds, exactly.
Interesting. So it does gives you some room.
Shut up.
What? Listen. Okay. You just said if I get pregnant and I gain 100, it's over?
Well, okay, so you're engaged, and you're asking us if this is a match or a mistake. So clearly you're not just running for the hills. So tell us the whole story.
You must have asked.
Yeah, when are you getting married?
We're going to get married probably within the next year. Okay. We're planning it out now. But this is an eye-opener. I was completely shocked.
Okay, so he's never expressed to you, like, and I know this is going to be kind of an uncomfortable thing, but he's never, like, seen a person who might be a little overweight and made comments about them? Or like, is this truly a shock to you that he would add this clause?
Okay, it's a shock to add the clause, but that's such a great question because, honestly, within his family, he lost a few close family members due to weight issues.
Okay.
So we talked about that. That was traumatizing for him, you know, as he was growing up. However, to gear that towards me, you know, I think that's a bit wild, especially the number 50, you know.
Yeah.
Again, like you even said, sometimes we gain weight, you know. I'm not out there trying to purposely gain 100 pounds through our lifetime, but you never know, you know.
Well, he's supposed to love you regardless.
And to
I agree, absolutely.
It does feel weird to say, will you marry me? And then go, also, I'm going to impact your life negatively financially if you gain more than 50 pounds is not the most romantic thing.
Listen, I'm going to be on diets for the rest of my life. You know, I'm going to be scared to gain even 1 pound if I marry this man. It was just shocking to me.
Yeah.
Would this
what
even hold up in
twins?
Court?
Well, and yeah, do you have to have like, you know, do you have to bring a scale with you on your wedding day to get like
or
that initial
prenup sign day?
That's a lot of pressure, you know?
Yeah.
The lawyer warned, you know, him that if he holds up to this in court, it's actually the discretion of the judge anyway, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
he kept.
I need you to tell us something redeeming about this guy because right now, it feels like a mistake. Obviously,
right now I'm on my way to go save you.
Yeah,
like, thank you.
Tell us something
good. I'm on my way to like lose more weight. Like, I'm too scared.
He asked you to marry him. You said yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, why did I say yes?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise he's a great guy. I mean, he's a little bit controlling, obviously. But he's successful. He's good looking. He's very smart, charismatic. But again, like I said, there's that controlling factor.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it'd be to this degree.
I wonder if there's anybody listening who can argue that this could be a match. 877-591-9696.
I'm going to try to play devil's advocate because when you mentioned, and this is trying, I'm on your side, girl. But when you mentioned that he had lost family members to this,
To being overweight in one way or another.
He could technically be doing this in hopes of what? In hopes of like protecting you, in hopes of keeping you healthy. That's like the only redeeming-ish way that I can see this.
So he kept saying like, you can't watch another person in my life fully kill themselves.
And this is really the only thing about this relationship that you feel is a red flag.
Yeah, I definitely feel that it's the only thing, but it is a red flag.
Yeah.
Because he's putting all that on you, and it's just a little bit unfair.
That's a lot of pressure. Clearly, he's got some sort of trauma or something, but you can't be held responsible for that. 877-591-9696. Is it a match or is it a mistake?
Now, it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Wow. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96.
It's Match or Mistake on B96 with Grace and Mayfair, who's with this guy who put into a prenup that they're going to get married, and he says that she can't gain more than 50 pounds.
Which is ridiculous, because you should not care anything about that. It's just wrong to...
to put something like that and to make it, like, contractually, like, that's rough.
To even think about that.
So she wants to know, is there any way her relationship can be a match, or is it a mistake? Now, Chantel, I'm going to start with you in Park Forest, because you say that it could be a match.
Absolutely, it could be a match.
I kind of equate this
to people who have gone through some things in their past, like alcoholism. Mm-hmm. You would want to make sure that you don't get into that same situation. So you would put it in there. He's telling her, hey, this has been a problem in my past. I love you. I don't want this to be another issue. But on the flip side, I think she should be smarter about this. Like, if I knew that I only had 50 pounds of leeway, trust me, before my wedding day, before I get on that scale, I'm going to load up on ding.
Whoa. Can't say words like that, but I appreciate the sentiment.
I'm so sorry.
No, but I get it. I also would.
You're saying make the starting weight higher so that you have more room.
Exactly. Give yourself some leeway. Party room.
I think you're being very, very compassionate and empathetic in understanding the reasons why he cares about that. I think it's really easy for us to see it as super vain, because I think it is vain.
Right. We're not talking to him and hearing from his perspective at all.
Right.
Thank you so much, Chantel. Let's talk to Beck in Lowell, Indiana, and you say it's a mistake.
Yes, it's a huge mistake. I feel like this is a way of controlling her, and without even saying it, he's making it sound like it's about health, but I think it's a matter of attraction for him. And, you know, are you going to marry her for who she is, or are you going to marry, like, you're going to marry her and all her health problems, or not?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And you never know what could happen, you know. There are so many different factors in life.
Age, time,
your body reacts differently to things, pregnancies. Like, there's so many different variables that you can't just be like, well, you know what? If you gain 50 pounds on me, it's over and you get nothing.
You know what? Yeah, you're 1 pound over, so let's file for divorce. That's so ridiculous. Like, what kind of man is that?
To me, there's zero romance in that.
And I also think this is a huge way of control, but this is just one of the ways that he will begin, because if he gets access to that type of control in her life and gets to say, she's going to be stressed, she's going to be worried, he's making her jump through all these hoops, I better stay this weight, and then it's just a leeway, it's going to lead to more control.
I think so too, because...
Yeah.
Because how do you...
It started with controlling my hair color, right? I was married for 25 years. Started with, you have to be blonde. That's how I met you. You have to be blonde. So I was blonde forever.
And you didn't want to be blonde.
I'm not. No. And I was like, it doesn't look good on my skin tone, you know, but I did it because that's what he required of me. But then it was little by little, it was everything.
Yeah.
So this is just a small hook.
Wow. Interesting. So you're coming from some real perspective where you've dealt with this sort of, like, this obviously felt familiar in some way to you.
Yeah. This is psychological abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
She's messing with her mind.
And I think at the end of the day, too, illnesses, like, if he really was afraid of, like, her health, illnesses come in all different forms. And so, so this might prevent illnesses that come from, like, weight gain. But what if there's other illnesses that he's, like, unwilling to help her through?
Right.
Like, you want someone that's going to hold your hand during chemo.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And you know, I go back to the, like, when I, you know, asked Stacy to marry me, who's obviously now my wife, there was not an I love you, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I want to be with you, and I want to be with you forever. And it wasn't with, like, variables or qualifiers.
She deserves somebody who's going to be like, you are my forever. I'm in love with you. Let's do life together. And no conditions. Why would you do that? You know? Be careful.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much, Beck. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
877-591-9696. Is there anybody who does think that this could potentially be a match? It's Grace in Mayfair. Her fiance wants a prenup to say, don't gain more than 50 pounds. That's rough.
And also, like, where's the prenup back?
Yeah.
Like, me being spiteful and toxic.
Yeah. Slap some stuff on that.
Yeah.
Don't bald. I say that as a bald guy.
Don't lose any money.
You know what? 877-591-9696. Is it a match or a mistake? We will have Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. 10 trivia questions could earn you $1,000 today.
Yes, if you have the answers. Then it will.
Yeah. So get set for that. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96 and Match or Mistake with Grace in Mayfair, whose fiance wants to put in the prenup that she cannot gain more than 50 pounds. And she's a little bit thrown off by this. Like, do I continue in a relationship with somebody who would put that on me? Like, I don't know what the future holds. Now, Christopher's in Chicago. You say this could be a match. Why?
Well, I feel like it's a match because it's like, you know, the man, he went deep down into his feelings and expressed his concerns, you know, that he lost a couple of, I believe it was family members. Yeah. You know, she needs to take in consideration with that because men usually don't open up about, you know, deep stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, we could be made fun out of because we're opening up, you know. So at the end of the day, I feel like it's a match because she is, you know, they've been together. He made her this, you know, offer. Obviously, there's probably like a lot of, you know, maybe a house on the line, maybe a business. We don't know that part. But, you know, another part is, you know, is his concern for the loss because of, you know, weight, you know, cholesterol, all that stuff, you know, unhealthy eating is everywhere, you know. And
right.
Yeah, but she could gain 50 pounds and still be healthy and still be in the normal range of cholesterol. Like, you know what I'm saying? We need to even debate this, but like she could be pregnant and still be incredibly healthy and be a different weight. And so I think that putting this parameter on it is just a little unfair. Like, yeah, he's expressing his concerns and yay, I'm glad that a man was able to express his emotions. We all can. We're not going to reward a fish for swimming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But one thing I would like to say, you know,
sure.
A lot of people out there, you know, they use this word controlling. You know, me and my wife, we've been together since we were 15.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, she's my wife. She listens to me. She's submissive. She's happy. She lives in a house.
What?
She drives her car. You know, so it's one of those things that it's like, we've been together since we were 15. I'm about to be 40 years this year. And she has no complaints. She is 100% submissive. She stays home. You know, she's a housewife. We're more old fashioned. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, those are type of triggering words, you know, where it's like, it makes the other person feel like there's an obligation.
Interesting.
Like interesting. Force.
I find that fascinating, and I'm, you know, glad that works for you guys. I think if I ever got on the radio and said that my wife was submissive to me, she would probably put me in a headlock of some sort. You know what I mean? We're very different.
There.
You could probably look at me like I'm the most beta man on the face of the earth. But we definitely we're looking at this from different perspectives. Appreciate you calling. Did you have something you wanted to add, Carla?
No. I think it's just, it's more like, we want everybody to feel like they have control over their life, over their body, over their decisions, because at the end of the day, it is theirs. Mm-hmm. You can choose to want to listen to another person's opinion. So, sure. Like, if she chooses to sign this prenup, that is on her, right? Yeah. If your wife chooses to be submissive, it's because she wants to, right? I don't want anybody feeling forced to do anything with their
wife. Right, or overly judged. Appreciate your perspective, Christopher, and have a great day. It's interesting, you know, how times change. Some people are a little bit more traditional, and I don't want to throw shade on you if your relationship is more traditional. When we got married and we were looking at our vows and stuff, we took out the, you know, to love and obey and all that stuff. Like, she's not here to obey me. My wife has a PhD.
You're here to obey her.
But really, this isn't about us.
Right.
This is about
Grace.
And Grace, after everything you heard, do you think it's a match or a mistake?
It's a mistake. I can't go on with my life worried about every bite I take, or if I miss, you know, workout days, or, you know, 50 pounds. I know it sounds a lot, but later on in life, I will just be walking around in pins and needles.
Yeah, you know, and one thing you're not going to do is going to be weighing in on your wedding day, because that's not appropriate. That's not a sign of love.
No.
You know, to put something like that out there. You know, when you ask somebody to marry you, you are asking to be with them through sickness and health and all those things. And it's not, you know, with these qualifiers.
It's not I love you until.
Right.
It's I love you, but and even when.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
It's disturbing. I really love this guy so much. And I felt a little betrayed when I saw, and a little violated in a way, when I saw the prenup. And, you know, the fact that it just seems like, I know it affected him with his family members, but don't put that on me.
Yeah, that could have been a conversation, not affecting your financial future if you decide not to be with him.
It was hurtful. I feel hurt, and I think the best decision is to part ways. Yeah. If he can't bend and work with me on this, you know, I think it's a deal breaker.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry. And you know what? I hope that you find somebody that doesn't have
conditional
love. Yeah. All
Me
right.
Too.
Well, best of luck,
Thank
Grace.
You, Thank you.